Hello, dear student. Once again, welcome to our chapter 2 on understanding Torah operation. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. So understanding Torah operation, what will be learning objectives of this chapter? The evolution of the term Torah operation. How does this word Torah operation evolve? What are the components into it? And the term Torah operation, aware of the components of a Torah operation, analyze the Torah operation business. We'll also see the practical part of tourism business and the role of a tour manager. We will understand who is a tour manager, know the meaning of a tour wholesaler. You would be hearing this word, wholesaler. We will understand what a tour wholesaler means and understand different source of income for a tour operator. How do they make their revenue coming to them? What are the sources? Where they approach to make revenue out of it? And describe various type of integration and linkages in tour operation. So here we begin. Tour operators for many years have formed themselves as the core element of today's travel industry. So as I said, tour operators have been very supportive in taking travel industry forward with offering services which we saw in our chapter 1. To a large extent, they have shaped the industry into the modern format that we are seeing today and is familiar to us. So now we see what is happening around is thanks to those tour operators who have drastically working hard and shaping up this industry into a real shape of a business. It is indeed to understand the essential or the building blocks of the successful tours and FITs, free independent tours. Once again, the explanation for FIT. Usually, element of tour operation, we will understand that usually it is observed that such tours need special type of skills. A tour operator cannot just begin. You need to have certain qualities and some sort of skills that we are talking about. And resource in the form of trained manpower. So you need to have a manpower that is trained to understand travel and tourism business. What do these people consider in choosing the components of the tour and how are the pieces put together? As we saw in the previous chapter, how they are clubbed together, how they are brought together to put up a product as a tour to the traveler, to the tourist. And if a tour operator is working on the creation of a tour, then what would be included therein? So that's the role of a tour operator, the element of tour operation. And the answer depends on the objectives of the tour and the target market segment for the tour. So what are you targeting? Which market? What type of your services that you are offering? Who are the service? What services do you provide? Who are the buyer for those services? So that is an element of tour operation. Creating a tour that has no demand is absolute waste of time. So you need to create a practice or a tour that is accepted and what the travelers are looking forward for. So here are elements of tour operation. They are also known as tourism products. So what are these? Accommodation, obviously a tourist would need accommodation to stay. They would need a meal, could be two meals, three meals, could be breakfast, could be only dinner, but definitely meals are required. Like sightseeing, you have gone to another destination, not to take rest and sleep in a hotel, but you like to see some of the interesting places there. Sightseeing, other components, services, city tours, other elements, any other services, And of course, the miscellaneous aspect and the transportation and itineraries. Now, itineraries are designed in order to understand it much better. Itineraries that would suit, that will attract traveler. Taking a group of tourists to graveyard could be a sort of a monument, could be a war memorial. But many tourists may not like it. Why are you taking us to a war memorial where there are buried dead people? May not be interest for many tourists, especially from certain part of the world. There are certain itineraries that include visit to museums, because internationally many tourists love to visit museum, and there are tourists who may not like to visit. So all these elements have to be combined in accordance with the need of your traveler. So we are talking about transportation. Begin with that. What type of tours include transportation in the package is the main component. Starting from any tour may come in form and may include like air, flight that they use, which particular airline, what type of class they would like to travel. If there is a car, air-conditioned car, big, small car, mini car, wider car, limousine. Some of the tourists love to have a limousine where the services are inside. It's like a dining room itself. You can serve various things in a limousine, which is just taking your traveler from point A to point B. Sometimes limousines are offered to transfer from airport to airport, say from Charles de Gaulle Airport to Orly Airport in Paris, and they would not go by normal thing if the tourist or the traveler want that type of a service. So that type of a motor coach, that type of a vehicle that has to be provided, as I mentioned, limousine or motor coach or train or ship, to name the most common forms of transport. And this would depend what money you are paying, what type of transport is available, and what is the demand coming in from the tourists. Likewise, most modes of transport are combined or used sequentially to achieve the objectives of the tour. So, example, someone is traveling from Mumbai to Dubai. Obviously, nowadays, they would first pick up a flight going out of Mumbai to Dubai. Upon arrival, that's an air transport. Upon arrival at Dubai, transferred to hotel by an air-conditioned car, a limousine, or a coach that is air-conditioned, reclining seat, all those facilities the tourist may ask for. And the better services you offer with the price element in mindset, that would be your attraction to attract tourists, and so many such things. In this context, another word, transfer, is also most commonly used in the travel industry. Transfer refers for anything. Transfer from airport to hotel, from airport to cruise terminals, from cruise terminal to railway station. All these are referred as transfer. I gave you the finest example of transferring in one particular city from one airport of that city to another. So I'll pick up example again of John F. Kennedy Airport in New York to LaGuardia Airport in New York. Both airports are in the city of New York, but they have a huge distance, and the luxury traveler would demand a limousine to transfer, and not normal taxi or a small little car that would take him. It depends what you pay for, and that's a part, an element of a tour operation. That service has to be provided and to be counted in transportation. Now, itineraries are pre-packaged tours. Selecting an appropriate itinerary for individual is another important element. Itineraries planning everything. It includes the route. What route are you going to take to the group? travel time. Say, for example, if a tourist has arrived after a long 6 to 7 hour flight and landed in the morning, you can't just put or suggest him or her a city tour for the full half day on the same day. Most tourists love to rest on the arrival day. If they have had a long flight of 6 to 8 hours, they would rest in the hotel room for half day. Possibly they would go for little bit of strolling around in a small shopping mall. That's all. So that in itinerary has to be put up in your mindset. What has to be offered? The distances. Because if you put up a big itinerary, keeping your tourists busy, then they will not be having their recreation as such. The leisure element would die down. If you continuously keep them busy, putting them into great activities happening. Likewise, helping the individual in selecting the itinerary is one of the important functions of the tour operator. What has to be offered has also to be borne in mind. Senior citizen, families need to be offered an itinerary that suits them. A senior citizen cannot be asked to travel and climb a rocky hill or possibly a step going up to 200 steps to climb. That will not be a good itinerary planning. Likewise, families, taking them in an early 7 o'clock morning tour is practically a no-no in selection of an itinerary, because families, especially with children, may not be ready 7 o'clock in the morning to take a tour to go down to some remote place to have some wonderful picturesque environment. No. All this is to be considered in travel itinerary planning. Because if you do that, then you are not planning and you are not taking care of the requirement of a particular group of people who are looking for the services of a tour operator. And it is important to be borne in mind for itinerary planning. Tour tend to use one of the three types of itineraries. A circle itinerary starting from point 1, going to point B, going to C, then D and coming back to A. With a different route, of course. So like you go from point A to go to B to C to D and to come back to A on a different route. An open jaw itinerary. Very much like you open up a jaw. So you go from point A and you go from point A to point B. And from point B, you go to point C. You don't come back to A. So that's an open jaw itinerary, where point of turnaround is not the same where you began your journey. So highlight of Italy is an example given here. So go to Milan, Venice, Florence, Pisa, and Rome without returning to Milan, you can see. We can talk about these type of itinerary. I gave you the example. You are starting, say, in Delhi. And you are going from Delhi to, say, Agra. And from Agra, you come down to Jaipur. And from Jaipur, you possibly return to Amritsar. And that's all, not going back to Delhi. So this is an open jaw itinerary, or if, for example, like given here. So circle itinerary and open jaw itinerary. And these are all requirements. Some tourists may not like to come back again to the same point if they are taking up a wider journey. A day city tour would come back, of course, from where you started. You would come back to possibly a hotel or possibly a city center where you picked up your transport and you would come back and you would be dropped. In between, of course, you can keep dropping if you have to do some shopping and then you drop in between, like in a city tour. Tours tend to use these three types of itinerary, hub and spoke itinerary. Increasingly popular, travelers set up their base at hotel. Now understand this. They use the hotel as their base in one city for several days and take day trips and come back. So you take a city, say like you are staying in, or you have gone to Switzerland. And possibly you made your base a hotel in Geneva. And then from Geneva, you are going to various tourist attractions and you come back. Or you are in Zurich. Possibly you are going to Interlaken and coming back. You are going to some other hilly station, the top height of the mountainous range, the highest peak of Europe, and you come back again to Geneva, also Zurich. These are examples of itineraries where people take the home, the base as their hotel, and they come back and they stay and keep visiting. 2 days they take a rest. Third day they go to an itinerary, come back to the hotel, again go down for shopping into the city, come back, stay there, and so on. This is a hub and spoke type of an itinerary. So in that, you avoid packing, unpacking, you avoid moving baggage. They also might spend one night away from the home base. So possibly they would stay in a small village when they left from, say, Zurich, and a small village somewhere else where their baggage is lying at the hotel in the concierge, and it is lying there, and you come back and again take your big luggage that you left behind. You just only took the hotel or the cottage that you would have rented or hired for one night stay in a small town closer to the city of Zurich. This is just an example to understand. So there is an interesting aspect with regards to the itinerary, and is called pride. So this aspect helps understand some basic guidance to be followed for itinerary planning. And what this pride can be explained further. P stands for pace, which means the pace that you take up. The routing is for I. Interest is, again, routing is for R. Interest is I. Details for D. And energy is for E. So all this has to be combined. The pace, the way you like to take. You can't make it so fast that in 5 hours you have shown them 200. Generally, it is believed that in a day itinerary, not more than 80 kilometers has to be done for a good, peaceful journey, for a day trip. So all this pace, routing, interest of the tourist also has to be borne in mind. You cannot bore your tourist by showing something which is of irrelevant to him or her. For example, Indian tourist is not much interested in visiting museums. Very few you would find picking up museum as their interest. Likewise, war memorials or any particular historical site are not of interest for Indian tourists. Mostly they would go to love to see nature. They would see to amusement park, entertainment park, shopping area. So that has to be borne in mind as an interest. And likewise, detail. What they would see, the detail has to be taken. What experience they would take in their itinerary setup. And the energy level, as I mentioned. Youth may be more energetic. Senior citizen may be less energetic or maybe not at all energetic. They would always depend on mobility in the vehicle provided to them. So all these components have to be, and elements have to be borne in mind in setting up an itinerary planning. So we saw all that. I have explained this. A pace, pacing refers to the moment, not keeping them so busy. Like you are taking them on a city tour that would take them 100 kilometer one way and another 100 kilometer on a return with the city tour added to it. That would make your trip boring, tiring, and not interesting. Likewise, routing also to be selected. A tour operator should be both interesting and efficient and giving importance to the likes and dislikes of the customers. Many tours have failed because they offered products which may not be of interest of a tourist. Say, for example, tourists coming to India, and if you start, a Western tourist coming to India, and you start taking to the heritage sites, that may not be of an interest to a youthful group of youngsters, because they have come here for fun. So all these components of likes have to be borne in mind, and that's why many itineraries are offered. Many travelers are now picking up solo traveling, because they can decide what they want to show and not go with a group tour where you are taken, which is not of your interest as well. We have spoken in great detail all about this. Overall success of the tour is the necessity to match the energy level of the client. Very important. You take a senior citizen which can hardly walk and you ask him or her to climb 50 steps to go down to a particular tourist attraction. No. Especially senior citizen. No washroom facilities are available for senior citizen. It will be quite disturbing for senior citizen if no washrooms are there available in an itinerary which is lasting for 4.5 or 5 hours. So energy level is always to be borne in mind in offering itinerary and planning an itinerary. Accommodation, element of a tour operation, all pre-packaged tour which requires more than one day stay in the same place requires some type of accommodation, up home, away from home, where a tourist can relax and be safe into that accommodation. So most travelers choose from a wide range of hotel available depending on what they can pay as a price. A tour operator, it becomes important to pay special attention to the accommodation part when a tour is booked. Meals also plays a very important role, especially for Indian tourists. We are looking for vegetarian meal, we are looking for Jain meal, we are looking for halal meal, so on and so forth. So meal plays a very important role. In a pre-packaged tour, a wide range of meal plans are available. Other than what I just mentioned, meal plans are also of importance. Like meal plays an tour operator can save money by excluding or partially excluding the meal option from the tour ride, especially breakfast. In most hotels, when they offer a buffet breakfast, it is a very well spread breakfast and provides a good filling that could last to just skipping with a snack for lunch. No need for a heavy lunch. So they can just offer breakfast and a dinner, depending on what the customer is ready to pay and the, what price is determined by the level and type of meal plan. Because what type of meal you decide to pay for, that would add to your cost. Several type of meal. Now we are looking at the meal plan. European plan, where only you are given room. There is nothing given to you, nothing. Continental plan, so you just pay for the hotel room and a continental breakfast. Now remember, continental breakfast is a limited supply of the food. Very limited supply of food. American plan is three meals. Three meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner. And modified American plan where they just take any two meals, possibly breakfast and dinner. And for lunch, they possibly have some snack while they are outside on a tour. And of course, the Bermuda plan, BP, which is known as. So all these abbreviations, please make a note of it. Like European plan, EP, continental plan goes for CP. Remember, continental breakfast, meaning very limited supply of breakfast. American breakfast is comparatively well spread, good choice. American meal plan, some people take it as a mixed plan where they take breakfast and dinner. And then Bermuda plan refers to room rent plus American breakfast. American breakfast, some people enjoy the breakfast for almost 2 hours because you have a huge serving table only to serve you cheese. A huge table serving you only for possibly preparation of eggs. Different type of eggs. Omelette, boiled, scrambled egg, to name few of the. So American breakfast is mostly preferred in most 4 or 5 star hotel, along with the breakfast which is inclusive of hotel room, are offering this Bermuda plan. Wherever you stay, and of course that's only room rent is European plan, where only you pay for room only, just bed. And BB, which is known as bed and breakfast, is falling in the category of continental plan. Sightseeing, another tour component, independent on an organized hosted tour, travel generally received sightseeing vouchers. So you get a voucher, you exchange for it, and you are taken for a sightseeing of some place. So you are picked up from the first stop on their trip, and then they keep going and visiting. If it is done by a conducted bus, then they will keep picking up their guests from different hotels. If not, then all the guests gather at one point where the bus would take them. This is happening very common in metropolis where there is a traffic issue. And most big metropolis, be it is Bangkok, Dubai, or Mumbai, or Delhi, we are experiencing traffic, which is a common thing in a major city. So there, the tourists are taken with a point they are picked up, and they are taken in accordance with that. So a company tour, escort tour, attractions might be added during the tour, depending on the interests of the group. Other components, the fare for some include services such as baggage handling or cover tips. For example, the tips, which we say tips, in America they say gratuity. It is referred as a gratuity, and it is offered to the service providers like a guide, escort, or the driver. And sometimes taxes, entrance fees are not included. These fall under other components, and there are other services. Some tour offer such as flight bags, free drinks, or gifts. Thank you very much. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah.